All right, now let's bring him in, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how'd you fare weather-wise down there yesterday?
We got rain.
We got golf ball-sized hail, breaking car windshields, denting cars, tornado touchdown just to the northeast of us, tornado touchdown just to the southeast of us. It was just a wild afternoon.
So it was kind of like a NFL post-Super Bowl celebration.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I put on the Yankee game at 7 o'clock, and I knew that the weather we had, the tail end of it, was going to come down through there right around the same time. They got to the fifth inning, and they thought they were just going to have a rain delay. And I said to myself, with the amount of rain that's going to fall there, there's no way they're going to finish this game. So I went to bed, and that's exactly what happened. The game's going to be resumed today in the sixth inning, tied 3-3.
Yeah, the Yankees are lucky they didn't get a loss last night, because it was, I think it was the fourth inning, and Gonzalez was floating along, and the center fielder moved all the way to left field to make a catch. And it was your typical Little League play where they both had their hit glove on the ball and the ball hit the ground, and the next guy up hit a home run. So if it wasn't for that mishap, Washington's up 3-2. They get the win. Because of that, 3-3, and they have to keep on playing.
That's right. And they start off with fresh pitchers today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So anyways, so there's that. So anyways, like I said, I knew it was going to be rained out, so I didn't really watch too much of it. Red Sox, they lost. Oakland's a strange team to figure out. That they get in these streaks, and they play good, and then they all of a sudden they just shut down.
They have decent pitching. The problem is they don't score a lot of runs. When they score a few runs, they win games. When they don't score, they lose. But their pitching staff is relatively unknown, but they're a pretty good staff.
Well, with that being said, now I don't know who the guy is. You can explain to me. A Red Sox guy by the name of Smith hurt his shoulder while throwing his glove.
No clue who he is.
Yeah, I have no idea either. It was a headline that I saw posted, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to figure out who he is. Carson Smith. He's one of their major relievers.
I think he's the guy that cleans the spikes after the game.
Anyways, he suffered a subluxation of his right shoulder. So there you go.
For throwing his glove. Well, that should be in the contract that you don't get paid for doing something stupid like that.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. They should know better than that.
Who has a better record, the Dodgers or the Marlins?
The Marlins.
They're tied.
That's
just as bad.
That's just amazing.
Yep. The Dodgers stink this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
How about Robinson Cano?
God bless him. 80 games, they should give him. I'm all for throwing him out of the sport altogether.
Well,
you don't get any chances. You get one chance. You come up dirty, you could go drive the truck and put on the brown uniform.
Here's the thing I don't understand, and this is where Major League Baseball should really investigate and crack down. He didn't agree to the 80-game suspension after he broke his hand. He was fighting it. He had the union fighting it. But after,
yeah, that's true.
After he broke his hand is when he agreed to it. They should check into that.
Well, here's the thing, what they do. When they come out and they say, okay, you're dirty, you got an 80-game suspension, and then you fight it, well, then you double down. Okay, good. You want to fight it? So if you're clean, you have no suspension. If you are dirty, we're doubling it. That's what they should do. I mean, these guys need to be thrown out of baseball. I don't care if it's Cano, Kershaw. I don't care who the guy is. If they're cheating, you get thrown out of the game. End of story. That's how you clean it up. Everybody says, oh, you can't clean it up. Well, yeah, you can. You throw these bums out. You get rid of them. If you see, oh, I'm making $25 million a year and I'm sticking a needle in my arm, well, guess what? You stop sticking a needle in your arm or you're not making $25 million a year. Too bad.
Well,
that's what baseball can do. That's what any sport can do. Throw them out regardless of who they are.
But
you got that bad five-letter word, union.
But they're not even doing, they're using They're using regular medications. Robinson Cano was using a blood pressure medicine, saying he had high blood pressure.
Not a blood pressure medicine.
Well, yes, it is. It's used to treat blood pressure. It is. And he claimed he was using it to treat high blood pressure. And yeah, that's a bunch of baloney.
It's a mask.
Yeah. That's exactly right. It's a bunch of baloney. Well, anyways, enough there.
But that's what they can clean up any sport anytime they want. You just give them the death penalty. You throw them out of the sport. Yeah. That's what I mean by death penalty, thrown out, not kill them, people. Yeah. But you throw them out of the sport. You remove them from making the money for the livelihood that they can perform at, and they'll stop doing it. They'll stop doing it real quick.
All right. Now before we get into any other sports, I want to pass along. I think I found a story that can bring you over to golf.
Nah. Not unless Kate Upton's playing in a bikini.
Former U.S. Open champion Lucas Glover.
Who?
Listen to this. Former U.S. Open champion Lucas Glover and his mother sustained minor injuries. How? Inflicted by Glover's wife in an incident that began when she told Glover that he screwed up and he didn't make the cut at the Players' Championship. Glover's wife attacked him and his mother.
That man left his nads at the altar.
She was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence and resisting arrest Saturday after he missed it.
The only way I'd play golf is if Kate Upton and all her friends were playing in bikinis. That's the only way I'd go watch it.
I just thought you might, you know, that might be one story that might bring you over to watch golf.
Man. You know, that's like going into hell. And you're giving yourself up to go. You're agreeing to walk into hell. I'm not watching golf.
All right, National Hockey League playoffs. The Caps fell at home just when we were getting hot on the Caps.
Tampa Bay woke up big time last night. They scored first. They scored often. They had a 4-1 lead, and they got home with it. So Tampa Bay woke up yesterday, and, you know, Washington's Washington. Their MO is like as soon as you think they're on their way, they're not. So last night was a big night for them where they could have really nailed this series down, and they got beat up. Tampa Bay outplayed them all over the ice. Tampa Bay woke up finally. That's the Tampa Bay team that we've seen all year. Maybe they realized, hey, we're playing the Capitals. We're the best team in hockey. All we have to do is play our game, and we'll win. And that's exactly what happened. And it could have been a lot worse. The Washington goalie made some really good saves last night. So Tampa Bay off the floor. They win tomorrow night. I think they'll take this series. And tonight at Vegas, Winnipeg's at Vegas. That series is tied 1-1. Game time tonight at 9 o'clock.
All right. Any place else you want to go in sports?
No, that's about it. But let me tell you, if you got Kate Upton on a golf course, I'll go out and buy a 70-inch screen TV.
All right. We'll see if we can work on it. All right.
That's the only way, Marshall.
Okay.
Other than that, not right. going to happen. All oh, right. One more thing.
Yeah.
I was watching the Mets last night. The Mets won big.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The Mets pitching staff stinks. Even Syndergaard. Now, people are going to get mad at me. This guy has no clue where he's throwing the ball. He had 80 pitches thrown yesterday in 4 innings. It took him like 8 pitchers to strike out the opposing pitcher. He can't put the ball where he wants. It's just like, here it goes. I don't know where it's going to wind up, but it's going that way. He cannot put a ball where he wants to, and neither can the rest of the Mets staff. So it just goes back to the old story that we've been saying a long time. These guys might be able to throw hard, but they're clueless as to where it's going. They need to really refine their pitches, be able to control their pitches, maybe cut down their speed a little bit, and they'll be a lot more effective. But even Syndergaard, who looked like he was the ace of the Mets staff, watched him closely last night, totally clueless where the ball's going.
All right. But they got the win anyway.
Yeah, they got the win. But they played Toronto. They played in one of the American League least teams. What do you expect? Everybody beats the American League least.
Except for the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Well, they're the only two teams that are competent.
Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.